It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. The rumor mill is churning. I don't know if it's fake news or not, but she could be back over there. What we're going to do is say, hi, Mirella, how are you? And see if we can sneak in, where are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. And you see, not everything is fake, because I am back home in Switzerland, Zurich, with a topic that can sound at first a little bit more about gossips than real information, but I think it's actually in many ways very interesting for everything that is going on around us, and that would be the downfall of Prince Andrew in England. So, as you know, Jill, Prince Andrew did an interview with the BBC. It's already a few days ago, with a journalist called Emily Maitlis. He probably wanted to clear the air with this interview, answering questions the way he thought they should be answered, and taking away all the rumors that have been spreading about him lately. But it seems that he did exactly the opposite with that, as this interview was the beginning of a very heavy and harsh consequences for him. So what was the problem during that interview? A few. One of them was the fact that he acknowledged a friendship with Jeffrey Epstein without any kind of regret or remorse or apology. He actually even said that this was a friendship that helped him in many ways. So that was the first point that came across very badly to the public. Then his use of language was also very specific. When he said, for example, that Epstein's behavior was unbecoming. So then following the reaction of the journalist, he went a little bit back by saying that he was just trying to be polite. But this use of language was, for the public, again, the wrong one, as what Epstein was doing in his life was certainly to be described in a different way than unbecoming. He basically visited him when Epstein was already convicted as a sex offender. Prince Andrew and Epstein met in 1999. He stayed in several properties of him, including New York, in 2010. And 2015, and it seems like Prince Andrew should have known that he was a convicted sex offender, and he probably should have at that point cut any ties following that new information. But what he says in the interview is that he was not really aware of it. He didn't know. He didn't notice anything specific. It was also saying, showing no sympathy or empathy for the victims. It was more like a matter of fact, you know, I didn't see anything, I didn't do anything, and whatever I'm accused of is just wrong. So in this need of his to defend himself, he basically forgot to show also some humanity, some empathy to the many victims of Epstein. And this is definitely something that didn't come across very well. Then what is also to be noticed is that after the interview, he personally thought that this went very well, and this seems to show a little bit of a disconnection between his way of looking at things and how people perceive this entire Epstein story, which I'm sure is far from being finished. Now, the main point was obviously the accusation of a girl called Virginia, who said that she had to have sex with him under the spell, basically, of Epstein, and as well as a woman that seem to be invisible by now, Ghislaine Maxwell. And he pretends, it went into details that were very disturbing, like the fact that she says that he was sweating a lot by dancing, and he says that he couldn't possibly have had that sweat attack because he was unable to sweat due to a condition that left him unable to perspire after his Falklands war service. So it went really in some details there, and he lost a little bit, probably at that point, control of the situation. Now the fact is that he had to basically retire, even if the Buckingham Palace is saying that it's only for the moment. But it seems that he had to step down from public duties. And he said that he had asked Her Majesty to step back from public duties, and will probably be out of the public eye for a while. But the thing is that now, of course, there are many calls for him to testify. He might not be traveling ever again to the US, except if he is ready to testify. And all of this is interesting in the sense that one really feels that by now nobody is really immune against the public eye. And this is very important because in Europe and in England specifically, there was still a lot of this, how can I describe that, this kind of respect for royalties, the belief that those families are different from regular families, that they have some responsibilities due to their positions. And all of this is bringing a little bit the feeling that basically It's always possible, even in the best families, even in the royal families, and that this also may be thanks to the Me Too movement. Nobody is protected from this kind of accusation, and especially not when it seems that they are many women today, girls at the time, that have more or less the same stories. It's very sad. It's very upsetting to basically see that it will be very difficult to ever probably know the truth about all of this. And I'm sure that many things are behind this kind of terrible stories. And with the suicide of Epstein, probably many things will never come to the surface. And to show a little bit of understanding for the victims is basically the minimum that our society can do. And this is that bare minimum that, unfortunately, Prince Andrew was unable to show.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.